We're live.
Apologize. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the December 13th, 2021 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you, you have the agenda. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations. You have before you the September the 18th special session minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the September the 18th special study session minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you November 22nd, 2021 study session minutes, parks policy. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Finally, you have the November 22nd regular minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Klein.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Yes. Let the record reflect the abstention of Mr. Clay from the dates he gave us. Ms. Klein.
I would like to nominate Aisha Hedges to the Arts and Letters Commission.
Is there a second? Second made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Klein.
I would like to nominate Sophia Allen to the Arts and Letters Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I would like to, at this time, nominate Marcia Deer to the Arts and Letters Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I would like to nominate for reappointment Victoria Gonzalez to the Plan Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Hales.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate for reappointment to the Plan Commission, Margaret Holly.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Michael Honigfort was sworn into the Board of Adjustments on December the 9th via Zoom. We now, to those folks who provided citizen comments to us ahead of time, the city clerk has provided those comments to the city manager and to all members of council. We thank you for providing those comments to us. Ms. Reese, do we have any requests to speak this evening? Thank you. We have one request to speak. Please, when you come, it's been so long since we've done this for a while. When you come to the microphone, please speak, give your name and address, and your comments are limited to 5 minutes on non-agenda items or for right now and then the agenda item for later on. Mr. Tom Sullivan.
Thank you, Mayor. Tom Sullivan, 751 Syracuse. I have some comments about items not on the agenda. There are still streetlights out all over the city. They've been reported to the city manager some weeks ago. Some have been fixed, many have not. Just a sampling. There are now three lights out on the Eckerd Park walkway just north of Delmar, leaving a patch of darkness. There's a large circular light out by the two benches at Leland and Loop North that has probably been out for over a year. There were two sidewalk lights out on the sidewalk that runs through the Big Loop parking lot. One was fixed, one is still out. There are still two street lights out on North Drive between Eastgate and Cabinet. Since there are only three street lights on the block, it keeps the block pretty dark at night. The bulb in the tall street light at Eastgate Park needs to be replaced. It is very weak. There are about six streetscape or pedestrian lights out on Olive west of Ferguson. There are eight overhead street lights out on Olive between Pennsylvania and Midland. There are two streetscape lights out on Olive just west of Midland on the north side of the street. There are about 12 streetscape lights out around Olive and Hanley. Also, there's still a pile of branches in the alley behind 638 Kingsland that need to be picked up. This was reported to the city manager weeks ago. There's still a wire hanging down from overhead wires in the alley behind 758 Kingsland. It is connected to some terminal. This was reported to the city manager weeks ago. There's a pile of branches in Metcalf Park on the Leland side that need to be picked up. Mr. Rose has now been on the job for 4 years. You would think he would have a better handle on taking care of these matters. Also, state school test scores came out last week. U-City schools did very poorly. 24th out of 28 area school districts in English, language, arts, 23 of 28 in mathematics. Poor schools, unresponsive government, inequality, high taxes, and increasing crime will only lead to a continual loss of population unless these problems are dealt with. Thank you for listening to my comments.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to the consent agenda. You have items 1 through 7 on the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, before I get to the first item up under the city manager's report, I would indicate that it's my intent to request a meeting of the mayor and council, a Zoom meeting on next Monday. This will be to deal with two items. One is a request for funding from U-City and Bloom, and the second is a potential request for funding from the markets. So just wanted to make note of that. Up under the city manager's report, item K1. In an effort to remain competitive in hiring and retaining high quality staff, I'm seeking your authorization to coordinate with the uniform and non-uniform pension boards in evaluating the pension funds. This evaluation will be used, we will use a professional to tell us how our pension funds compare to those offered in the region. I would be happy to respond to any questions that you have on this item.
Mr. Rose, in your comments, you said the funds are, I think, or it's more about the plans than the, it's the plans, am I correct?
Honorable Mayor and council members, yes, that's correct. Evaluation would not be a actuarial evaluation, would simply be based upon the benefits.
That right. The evaluations of the plans themselves to determine if they are competitive, not the fund balances, but the, yeah, yes. Other questions of the city manager on item care, Mr. McMahon.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. And a clarification. Well, it wouldn't be on the funds or the balances and that, but would it dovetail at all with the management of the funds? Because I know the pension board has been wanting to maybe look into some of those kind of questions and evaluate some issues. I don't know if that would be an appropriate discussion to have with the pension board to see if there's any way these things dovetail, or if not, or if just keep them separate.
Honorable Mayor and Councilmember McMahon, the original plan for the evaluations was just based upon making sure we're competitive in the marketplace. Certainly, as a part of the coordination of this project, if it's approved by the mayor and council, we could expand it to include some of the issues that the pension boards have raised in the past. As a part of the evaluation, if the professional advises us that we are not competitive, my intention would be to dive further to determine what makes us competitive, as well as what is the cost for making us competitive.
If I could respond, the only thing I would differentiate on is having been the former pension liaison, I do think it's important for us to regularly monitor and review whether or not we keep the same investment professionals and whether or not we just look at other options. I would say, though, the services that the city managers talked about are going to be a very narrow set of services versus a pension plan manager review, which I think we've had on a regular basis, but we've tended not to make, as I recall, the board not make changes in the management, as I recall. It's been some time. Mr. Clay, I think you are next.
Just to be clear, because when I hear fund evaluation, I think of management and investment policy. This is not that, and I understand it. So an example would be that if we look at from an employment competitiveness perspective, would be it takes, is it 10 years, I think, for our employees to vest. Is that competitive with other defined benefit programs out there? That kind of thing, right? Okay, got you.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, that's exactly right. That's one element of our pension funds that we would take a look at. There may be others.
Mr. Hales.
I just have two quick questions. One, is this something that you expect to put out an RFP? And is it something that you expect would come back to the council for review and or approval?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Hales, the answer to the coming back to the city council, certainly that would be the intent, to coordinate with the pension fund boards. But the end result would be this would come back to the mayor and council for consideration. Secondly, as it relates to an RFP process, I don't have a good answer for you at this point. I don't know if there are several firms that offer this type of service, or we're really talking about one or two. And so depending upon what I find after making some inquiries, it could potentially go out for an RFQ or RFP. It potentially would not if it's a very limited number of companies that offer the service.
Mr. Rose, are you requesting action or information?
Honorable Mayor, I'm just requesting authorization. So I believe that the recommended motion would be to authorize the city manager, his designee, to coordinate with the uniform and non-uniform pension boards in evaluating the competitiveness of the uniform and non-uniform pension plans as compared to other pension plans offered by jurisdictions within the region.
Is there a motion made by Mr. Hales? Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this next agenda item is going to be presented by Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Director Darren Dunkel. I'm recommending the approval of the public arts projects contained in the council packet. And Mr. Dunkel will provide a brief overview of the project. Mr. Dunkel.
Mayor, members of council, the Arts and Letters Commission, excuse me, I'll take this off. Can you hear me? Arts and Letters Commission approached the Parks and Recreation Department in regards to doing a public art display in Heeman Park. As part of this, they went on to the Parks Commission and did a presentation at the last meeting, which the Parks Commission unanimously approved the support of and to bring forward tonight.
Basically, they have done this in the past. It's a basically a partnership between Arts and Letters and WashU and WashU students who put on public art display, and they do it around the trails in Heman Park. Typically, this will take place in the spring, most likely placed in April and removed in May. It's just for a short period of time. They would take care of all installation, maintenance of it during that period of time, as well as removal of that.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have.
Honorable Mayor, if I could, just before we move away from the city manager's report, ask Mr. Dunkel as well as Mr. Appleslawn to get with the citizen that expressed concern about the street lights as well as the parks, and provide that resident with an update on those projects so that he better understands that they have been scheduled. But due to our workload, it simply will take some time for the park issues, and that the street lights, most of them, if not all, are actually owned by Ameren. But if you would get with Mr. Sullivan and provide him a place, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. If we can now move forward with unfinished business, we have before us bill number 9449 as amended. Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading?
Bill 9449, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after January 2nd, 2022, and repealing ordinance number 7165, effective January 2nd, 2022.
May we have the third reading?
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after January 2nd, 2022, and repealing ordinance number 7165, effective January 2nd, 2022.
Is there a motion to approve? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mulligan.
Mayor, members of the council, there's an amended bill before you this evening, and I believe before voting on adoption, there should be a motion to amend the bill to include the changes that are being made. And if I may describe those briefly. Thank you. City Council passed ordinance number 7165 recently on October 25th. And there were certain amendments made that were not included in the bill that was introduced at the last meeting, that being Bill 9449. So this amended bill basically corrects that omission by adding those, namely the position of senior planner was left out. The fire marshal position should have been removed, and the assistant fire chief position should have been replaced with deputy fire chief. And then lastly, the assistant to city manager / director of human resources should have been changed to director of human resources. So the amended bill before you tonight corrects those omissions. And if the council's so inclined, I'd recommend a motion to amend bill number 9449 so as to include compensation ordinance amendments made by ordinance number 7165 is set out in the amended bill in the city clerk's files and in your packet for this meeting.
Is there a motion for that amendment? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion on the amendment that is before us? If not, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. The bill has now been amended. Now may we have a motion to approve the bill as amended. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll on bill number 9449 as amended?
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. May we now have, the bill has passed. May we now have the second reading of bill number 9450.
Bill 9450, an ordinance imposing an additional 1/4 of 1% sales tax on all retail sales made in the city of University City, Missouri, which are subject to taxation pursuant to the provisions of sections 144.010 to sections 144.525 RSMO for the purpose of providing revenues for the operation of the University City Fire Department and providing for the submission of a proposition authorizing such tax to be to the qualified voters at the general municipal election on April 5th, 2022.
Thank you. May we have the third reading?
Bill 9450, an ordinance imposing an additional 1% sales tax on the retail sales made in the city of University City, Missouri, which is subject to taxation pursuant to the provisions of sections 144.010 to section 144.525 RSMO for the purpose of providing revenues for the operation of the University City Fire Department and providing for the submission of a proposition authorizing such tax to the qualified voters of, at the general municipal election on April the 5th, 2022.
Thank you very much, Ms. Reese. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? And we do have a citizen comment, but go ahead, Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just wanted to clarify, when I'm reading this agenda item, in the description or the background information, it says that funding would be recommended to help offset the $8.5 million uniform pension plan, unfunded liability, and the staffing of a third ambulance when needed. Is it including the ambulance or is it the staffing for the, I'm not sure I understand this wording.
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, if approved by the City Council and the residents, the funds would primarily go towards addressing the $8.5 million unfunded amounts within the uniform pension plan. Also, as a part of the use of those funds, it would be intended to use those funds to offset the cost of outfitting a third ambulance, as well as any equipment that is needed for the expansion of our services. So the intention would be to expand the fire services and the outfitting of the third ambulance allows us to do so. As you know, the aging of our population is resulting in additional calls for emergency services occurring. And so we believe we're about two to three years out from requiring that. A study would be done prior to making the recommendation to the mayor and council to move forward with that outfitting. But that is what the second purpose of these funds would be used for.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate that. But what I'm trying to understand and get a grasp on is that you said this is 2 to 3 years out, but you know, there are still questions that, you know, you know, we're still going to be getting answers to. And what I mean by that is that you stated in the email that I asked about, and it says further, as part of making the request for a third ambulance, a comprehensive report that will include call volumes and anticipated revenues will be presented to the mayor council in the study session. And I do understand that, but what I'm trying to ask is we're getting the information after we make this approval to you. And that concerns me. But the other thing is that I'm still asking, I know that with the ambulance service that we now have adopted and put back into the fire department, there's a deficit that was mentioned and that we talk about, because again, this was an issue years ago. where literally where, you know, we fell so far behind or didn't realize that we were so far behind. So I'd like to get that information. And so I'd like to get that information before we make this approval. So is this critical to that pension request? Because I definitely understand the pension issue, but I'm not sure that we have all of the answers about the ambulance or adding in a third ambulance and what that means in reference to finances, basically.
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, the deficit that's exists for the uniform pension plan is $8.5 million. You ask if this is a critical issue, and I would say that depends. If you indeed want to move towards bringing the fund towards 80% funded or greater, let's say 80% as a minimum or greater, then yes, this is a critical issue for that fund. As it relates to the outfitting of a third ambulance and the expansion potentially of fire services, yes, a comprehensive report will be prepared and presented to you and the rest of the council that lays out why we believe that's needed. That's not the primary purpose for me recommending that you move forward with the quarter cent sales tax for fire. Primary issue is the deficit that has existed for over a decade in the uniform pension plan.
So again, so my question is staffing of the third ambulance or the third ambulance absolutely necessary to passing this, you know, this request? Because again, to me, we don't have all of the information. I'm still looking and waiting for that information about specifically not the pension deficit and not that at all. I'm asking about the issue with the ambulance, where our deficit is with that. I mean, are we covering our costs? And if we're not, what is that issue? What are the open accounts? What how have we, you know, what's the amount of the open accounts and how much have we collected against that?
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, as it relates to the ambulance, that's a decision that the mayor and council will make at a later date. We know through our preliminary review of the existing services that those services run a deficit of roughly $200,000 annually. But the issue of fire service was not, I don't believe that the mayor and council decided to bring it back based upon the relatively small deficit that it runs currently, but more enhancing the service that needed to be provided to our residents. But that's a decision that you as a council will make regarding the potential outfitting of a third ambulance about 2 to 3 years from now, hopefully with the a comprehensive report that will provide you with greater details on the need for that ambulance and the benefits to the residents of expanding the service.
Okay, so I'll leave that right now. But what I understand that, but it didn't answer the question that it's necessary in that. If it's 2 to 3 years out and we still have to get additional information, then I would actually ask that this would be removed and so we get that information. Because that, to me, again, there's more questions about that in reference to housing and what that housing looks like. Because you're talking about an ambulance service that needs housing. Housing for fire and ambulance requires them to stay overnight. So that requires them to actually have a housing that where they sleep, if you understand what I'm saying. So I don't know what that looks like, where that will be, but I don't know why that can't be, you know, I don't know why this can't wait till we get more information and get closer to realizing that that is actually something we need or not. That's all. So that's my suggestion or request.
Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. Just so I'm clear on the process, I think the language that would be on the ballot doesn't earmark the funds for anything necessarily specific. Those would, it talks about for the operations of the fire department. And so I believe, do we need to, so I think it's the language then puts it back on council then to say, as Mr. Smotherson is looking at for the ambulance, that that would be something that we then could allocate the funds for. So if we get the information he's asking for, we're not required, if this were to pass as a ballot measure, to fund an ambulance. I mean, that's where we're at right now. So it's not a requirement. We could still look at the information that's generated and say, we don't want to do that. So that's really where we're at. This is just authorizing that the tax be put in place so that the funds would be available. And over that period of time, what we're going to be doing is reducing the deficit. If the need for the ambulance becomes presented and it's compelling, then some of those funds would be shifted. Am I getting that right?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember McMahon, that's correct. The placement of the tax for consideration by the residents simply would go towards fire operations, and the mayor and council would make the decision on what those operations would be.
I think Mr. Clay is next.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. I am supportive of this measure simply based on the strength of shoring up the pension. I do think Councilman Smotherson makes some interesting points regarding the third ambulance being put forward as a reason when that reason's not entirely clear. The pension reason is clear. It's imminent. It's been an issue for, I think the city manager mentioned, a decade. So that's clear to me. So I think it is imperative that we go forward. The third ambulance, I'm not entirely sure why that was brought in, but I think we do need some more information regarding it. But again, I'm supportive just on the strength of funding the pensions and getting those where they need to be.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, the reason that the third ambulance was highlighted is in a effort to be very transparent in what is being considered for the use of those funds, at least what I'm willing to recommend. And so I want it, as the council considers this and potentially as the residents vote on it, at least what I'm willing to recommend that the funds go toward. And that was just trying to be very transparent in how we operate.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I agree with my colleague, Mr. Clay. I think I can remember going back 7 or 8 years, the unfunded liability being an issue that was talked about and talked about and talked about, and no viable solution was presented in all of those years, essentially. And so for some perspective, there was a report from the former state auditor, and basically a health test of all of the pension funds in the, I think, St. Louis County area. And in 2007, in that report, he listed the uniform pension, if I'm remembering my numbers correctly, as being funded at 106%. And 5 years later, by 2012, that was down to 80%. And so that fund has not recovered on its own. And I think every indication is it's not just going to magically recover on its own anytime soon. So I think I welcome the suggestion to address this problem and to put it to the voters to finally address. And then I agree with what Mr. McMahon said about ultimately it is the purview of the mayor and council at the time that any suggestion comes forward as to how the funds need to be used. But I think when you look at the number of service calls for the fire department, we've heard in these chambers that we have, I think, with one exception of a fire district to the north of us, the busiest department in St. Louis County in terms of calls for service for fire and EMS. If we look at two of our neighbors, Ladue and Olivet, both have populations give or take around 8,000 people. Each of those communities have one staffed ambulance in service 24 hours a day. We have two. We have twice the ambulances and staffing in service 24 hours a day, but we have more than four times the population. So I think it's a very valid conversation concern to have about the potential need for another, especially as we have some large developments going on, as well as higher density residential going in. I think that's a totally reasonable thing to be looking at right now, anticipating.
We do have one public comment. Mr. Sullivan.
Tom Sullivan, 751 Syracuse. I think it would be a very bad idea to seek a sales tax increase at this time. There's already a sales tax for the fire department, and a University City sales tax is already quite high. An increase would hurt low-income residents and senior citizens the most. They are already having a tough time in today's economic climate. It was just reported in a Wall Street Journal that inflation hit nearly a 40-year high in November. The cost of gasoline has gone up 60%, and shoppers find grocery prices up every time they go shopping. A sales tax increase would cause them to go higher. Nearly half of all families are experiencing financial hardships, according to a recent Gallup poll. University City recently achieved the status of being the number one city in Missouri for income inequality among its residents and number nine in the country. Another sales tax increase will only increase the inequality. It should also be remembered the big promise of the Costco development was that it would generate all kinds of tax dollars for the city. But then so much about the development has turned out not to be true. Never have University City residents been so deceived. The tax proposal will also be a referendum on the Costco development. Proposition F will claim to be to support firefighters. It would really be to support a badly managed city. I urge you to postpone the tax proposal. Thank you for listening to my comments.
Thank you very much. Are there further? I can't, Mr. Smotherson, I just can't see your light. Is it?
Right, I know.
Mr. Hales, when he leans forward, I kind of lose the light.
Right, I know.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Okay, so just so that I'm clear, what exactly are we approving in reference to the ambulance? But before you answer that question, I want to make sure it's clear. I'm absolutely positively in favor of passing this in reference to the pension. I just have questions about the ambulance attachment to it, because again, if this is 2 or 3 years down the line and we're getting a report, we're gonna have a comprehensive report given to us after the fact. What exactly are we approving tonight as part of this in reference to the ambulance?
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, you're not approving anything in reference to the ambulance tonight. What you're saying is that you are authorizing that this initiative be placed on the ballot. The revenues generated from the quarter cent sales tax are governed by state statute that limits the use of those revenues to fire operations.
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, so then, and this is considered part of fire operations. Is that right?
Honorable Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, the pension certainly included as a part of fire operations. Equipment would be included as a part of fire operations. Benefits, salaries, all of the above would the eligible expenses, but it will be the mayor and council that will determine how those funds will be used.
Okay, so at some given point in time, if in fact the need for an ambulance is needed, then that comes through the council, and the mayor and council will make that decision. Is that correct?
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, that is correct.
Thank you, sir.
Hearing no other questions, you have before you bill number 9450 that has been three times read and discussed. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. The bill is passed. We have no new business. Is there any reports from my colleagues regarding the commissions to which you are the liaison? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I just wanted to thank council for making the appointments that they have to the commissions. Thank you.
Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crowe. Reporting out based on my liaison to the library board, not specific library business necessarily, but there was a mention by Director Patrick Wall about a current that he's sensing, an undercurrent, I guess, in the state, which is symptomatic of a national undercurrent regarding the type of materials that are in libraries. Specifically, there has been, as many have probably heard, energy around books and books that talk about culture, talk about the history of the United States, and the accuracy of that history, and how diverse communities, African-American and other communities, are portrayed in that history, and how others, how white populations, are portrayed in that history. And so Director Wall talked about legislation and other rumblings at the state level about potentially enacting laws similar to what have been seen in other states, where they're actually trying to dictate what kind of books, what kind of histories appear in school libraries and regular libraries. And so it's, as I understand it, nothing that has happened as of yet. There is no legislation. Could be an error, but I don't believe there has been. But I think, and I candidly spoke on behalf of the council in saying to Director Wall, I think if there's a movement afoot and it may affect our library system and the kind of books that we can provide to our citizens, the council would want to know about that. And the council would want to be aware of that. And certainly we have the ability to advocate at a legislative level. And clearly that's not my decision alone, but I think this is a community that is interested in a free exchange of ideas, a full retelling, a full accounting of the history of this country, and would be disappointed to see anything that would mute the free exchange of ideas. And so I did want to share that with my council colleagues.
Thank you. Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't have a board or commission appointment or comment, but I have something under section N for other discussion businesses. And that would be a something that I'd like to ask Mr. Rose about and put him on the spot, if this is the appropriate time to do that.
Well, I think you're always free to ask questions of the city manager. I think anytime you say you're putting someone on the spot, it kind of raises everyone's eyebrows just a
Thank
little
you.
Bit.
Mr. Rose, we've going through the pandemic and we've had many of the services curtailed, but I was wondering if you could respond to some of the citizens' concerns about the Centennial Commons and the staffing there. And especially, I think that we've had some discussions about you are going to look at this issue in February to maybe look at the staffing as well as what the beginning pay would be for people that would be working in University City. And if you could just address what's going on with Centennial Commons, getting that back open, the staffing, and then the rate of pay so that we can get people to work there. And especially, I know that Christmas isn't even here, but spring is around the corner and people are going to want Centennial Commons open back up. So I hope I'm not putting you on the spot too much, but if you could address this, please.
Honorable Mayor and Councilmember Cusick, yes. Parks and Recreation and Forestry Director Darren Dunkel is in the process of evaluating the salaries for the part-time personnel that works under him. And we anticipate having something before you in February of 2022 that will make what we believe will be significant adjustments in salaries. And that is because we believe that the local jurisdictions that we compete with will be adjusting salaries. There was some comment regarding competing with the private sector. I would not recommend that because we don't have the same abilities as what the private sector does, i.e. we don't have a commodity that we are selling where we can adjust price to make up for the increase in salaries. But we do compete against the local governments in the area. And so we need to make sure that we remain competitive with that. And Mr. Dunkel will be bringing something forward to you to consider. Having said that, I would like to also manage expectations because I think that it would be not a full discussion without bringing attention to the fact that salaries alone is not going to solve the challenges that we face. The private sector is facing challenges hiring. The public sector is facing challenges hiring. Some of those have adjusted their salaries, still face significant challenges. We as a city with our full-time employees recognize we are extremely competitive in the region, in the top 25 percentile, yet we still have challenges filling some of our full-time positions. So I want to manage expectations. I think that we will still make, I'll certainly recommend the adjustments that I think are appropriate, but by no means can we guarantee after doing that, that we will be able to become fully staffed. There are too many other variables that are impacting a person's willingness to be employed. Please remember, one of the perhaps most important was, is we're still in a pandemic. And so those positions that expose individuals to the public, they're just going to be, as my grandfather said, a tough row to hoe getting them on board.
Thank you. And if I could just make one comment after that, and just so that you said we will have some more information for us in February so that we can make sure that the public is aware that you are addressing this issue and it is something that we are concerned about and it's not just an issue that's being ignored.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, yes, we tentatively are scheduled to have an adjustment in salaries before you in February of 2022. That will likely exceed the minimum wage salaries that were recently approved by the state.
Thank you very much.
Any other there? I believe, Ms. Reese, are no other requests to speak. Am I correct on that?
That is correct.
Thank you. Any council comments for this evening? Mr. Hales.
I just have a question. I wasn't sure if it should be other business. I was wondering of the city manager if we might be able to, in January, get some type of update on our dispatch and emergency medical dispatch and where we are on that.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Hills, yes, I will forward along to provide a report on the dispatch.
Hearing no council comments, is there a motion to adjourn to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential privilege communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys? Such a motion? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll?
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate those of you who are watching from home. We look forward to having you back in our council chamber soon. To the colleagues, let's take about a 5-7 minute break, and then we will continue our meeting in closed session. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.